98 FM.
There's more to YouTube than actually people unboxing products and showing you stuff like that, and actually doing things like YouTube tutorials on how to do your shoelaces up. And I'm glad to say that I've got someone who knows a lot more about it than I do. Asim is in the room. Hello, sir.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No, how are you today?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I kind of normally I'll be at work today, and technically this isn't work really, because you know, playing great music and meeting people like yourself.
Yeah, likewise.
So tell me a little about Asim Super Rebel. Is this your moniker?
Yeah, more sort or less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy because a lot of people don't realize how big, I mean, you kind of know how big YouTube is, but yep. You don't realize in a sort of perspective on how it could sort of change someone's life or open up a door to a crazy amount of opportunities that you wouldn't essentially sort of get anywhere else or get anywhere else as quick. If that makes sense.
So your channel, what is your channel, you know, all about? What's your sort of, what's your style, as it were?
Yeah, okay, so it's funny, I literally play games. I mean, I loved it as a kid. I'm now 20 years old and I still play games, except it's just gone a bit crazy off the rails and how people like to watch me play games. And I've noticed a lot when I say to someone, when they ask me, you know, what do you do? And I sort of respond with, I play games. It's like, so do you do walkthroughs, tutorials? I actually do none of those. I do funny moments. So I'd play a game for about an hour and just break it down into sort of highlights. But it's crazy because if you were to sort of walk past my room and you sort of didn't know me or what I do, you'd just see me laughing to absolutely no one. It's just a microphone in front of me. And it's sort of like talking to an imaginary audience.
Yeah.
But it's just a crazy amount of fun.
But the YouTube concept, actually, as you say, a lot of people assume that what you're going to be doing is you're going to be reviewing video games, which people do quite a lot, really.
Yeah.
And it's nice, obviously, to have people's opinions and maybe nudge people in the right direction. They may say something that you think, that is completely nothing like what I think the game is like. But it's obviously a viewpoint. But that's kind of the point of YouTube is a view on something, as opposed to, you know, a strict, accurate kind of, this is exactly what this is, exactly what that is.
Yeah, it's sort of like a place to sort of express your emotions at the same time, express passions for something that you really love. And I think that's what makes it amazing. See, a lot of people, I mean, like yourself, as we were speaking, you know, prior, money is, of course, something you can make from, you know, YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, it varies on a load of different scales. I mean, there's people that I know that literally make £400,000
wow.
a month. And it's crazy because that is so much more than, you know, even a high salary in sort of like, you know, any country. And I think a lot of people sort of, you look at it and it's like, oh, so you just play games and you just chuck it on the internet and you get paid for it. So much work prior to that. You know, I mean, you can start off at 9 o'clock in the morning and genuinely work throughout the entire day to about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, even midnight. Midnight's happened to me a lot. So it's...
Because we were talking a little bit off air before we went live, you know, about the whole, you know, I kind of touched upon it in my brain, what I think it is, what YouTube is, and you're saying yourself how people think it's a simple thing of sitting in front of a camera, it's something you want to talk about, and away you go, bang.
Yeah.
There is so much more, not just the technical side, but the long term of what you're producing, because it's not just, it's not something to throw away, because once it's up there, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's always about feeling proud of something you, as a person, have, you know, created. Because a lot of people, you know, like myself, it is a solo thing. And a sort of behind the door sort of thing, because some people might not be so confident to sort of maybe express themselves in a certain way outside in sort of the public eye. But when you're just doing something, you'd be like astonished by you know, how many people will have an interest in that. It's a good example for me because in secondary school, I was a shy person. I still am a shy person, to be honest. I mean, when I first sort of let out that I have a YouTube channel, probably the biggest mistake I have ever made, because I'd be sitting in class and all of a sudden I hear my voice and my head turns around so quick and my ears go red, because it's not so much of being, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but not confident.
Yeah.
Of, you know, hearing yourself. But now it's fine. If I hear my voice, I mean, it's just like, yeah.
It is the kind of the air of celebrity, if you pardon the, you know, pardon the use of the word, because actually once somebody hears or sees you on a radio or television, something like that, and they hear you a second time, it's almost like, because that's the first time they heard you was either or saw you was via a YouTube video or via the radio,
yeah.
You're sort of separated from the real person, as it were, and you become, I use the word celebrity because it's kind of like it's that same odd feeling that,
yeah,
kind of, I don't really know you, but I know you. No, you don't. You don't know me. You've heard me. I mean, yeah, it's different if you obviously use it at school when this was, yeah, first happening. But with YouTube, the sort of fan base that people are getting,
yeah,
is immense, and you know, these people are becoming kind of, it must be freaking people out, like yourself, when you go out and kind of people recognize you and you think, I don't know you.
Yeah. You see, I hate the word when someone's, well, celebrity.
Yeah,
it's like, you're a celebrity. Like,
yeah,
no, I'm not, I'm just asking, I play games.
Hence why radio's not good for my little bracket hand gesture, because it is the wrong word. But it's kind of the way people, some people, it's not the same thing, it's a completely different thing. But that's,
yeah,
some people do actually see it as being a celebrity on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's not get that wrong. There is some people who kind of really kind of believe that they are a celebrity in their own right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can definitely agree with, you know, that sort of topic, if you will, because,
yeah,
as I was saying prior, when you look at a lot of mainstream artists now that are everywhere,
mm-hmm,
you know, you've got Drake, Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
and it's just so, there's a huge list. Of course, they're right in the mainstream media. When they have a music video, maybe for their new song,
yeah,
of course, that goes onto YouTube, it does well. It gets sort of 5-10 million views, which is, you know, astonishing either way. But there's a YouTuber that's sort of drifted off into music completely. And when a music video sort of comes out in its first week, it has 30 million views.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he's not someone that's essentially been in mainstream media sort of around the music industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you sort of see the power that online influencers,
yeah,
have compared to essentially a mainstream, you know, artist,
yeah,
it's absolutely crazy because on YouTube and all social medias, it's a whole different sort of engagement.
Yeah.
For me personally, when I listen to an artist, and if I were to meet them in real life, you tend to not know anything about them.
Yeah.
Whereas when there's an online, you know, personality, if you will, you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah.
Their character, sort of.
Well, it's a little bit like, that kind of side of thing of knowing people. It's a little bit in the radio world. I mean, I've been doing this for a number of years and in different stations and that along the way. And you should always do a lot of prep.
Yeah.
And back in the day, you had to do a lot of prep before you could talk about anybody, before you play records, that kind of thing. You kind of had to know a lot more about them, mainly because the information wasn't, you couldn't put your hand on the information. I could sit here now, tap on the system whilst we're talking, if I was that quick on the computer, and I could find out a lot more information to talk about on certain elements of subjects. It makes it a lot easier to do that kind of research on somebody.
Yeah.
And therefore, you can know a lot more about a person beforehand, whereas back in the day, I'm saying,
yeah,
I'm not going to say my age because you said your age earlier, and but back in the day, before all this expansion of information access, it was a lot harder to know these people, so people could seem, well, actually they could be someone they're not as well, a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
that's very true. Yeah.
And on the subject of you're saying about sort of thousands of views and stuff like that, you've got quite a large 96,000 subscribers.
Yeah,
that's quite, does that blow your mind?
It feels weird because if you were to sort of tell me, you know, 5 or so years ago that this time, you know, you'd sort of be doing this and that and,
yeah, yeah,
that, it'd sort of be like, yeah, just go away, you know, you're talking a whole load of nonsense. It definitely feels weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't really like to say that, you know, when you see a number, it sort of changes the way, you,
mm-hmm,
know, your sort of character is.
Yeah.
But I mean, in total now, we're approaching, I think we've passed 17.5 million views. Which, and that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because the way it used to be is, I genuinely, like, if I was in public, as weird as it sounds, I'd sort of count people and be like, oh, like, that's a lot of people. Like, 50 people sounds small. And then when you see 50 people sort of right next to each other, that's like, wow, that's still quite a big amount of people. And then when you go into thousands, millions, it's just, wow, this
You're thinking of stadium people, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a stadium. And then it's just sort of you in the middle and everyone, all eyes are on you. It's weird. It definitely does feel weird. But at the same time, it's a great achievement to say that, you know, I've been able to do that simply by, you know, following something I have a passion for.
Yeah.
And that's really, it blows my mind though every day.
The world of YouTube, it's kind of something that, it's not just something you enjoy that you think other people should sort of embrace or understand.
Yeah, I mean, confidence is always a key thing on anything, radio, TV, sort of anything that's going to have an audience. And I've spoken to a lot of friends and just a lot of people that I meet in general. And I always say, you know, because a lot of people have great ideas and it's always, you know, you should really go and chase that and not think about what everyone else will think about you. Because with YouTube, constructive criticism can really go off the rails.
Yeah.
And, and of course, a lot of people will take that differently.
Yeah.
Myself, I mean, when I first sort of received really spiteful comments, if you will, it was like, wow, you know, there's actually someone that's a real person saying that to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I had a few, I still get comments, you know, where someone would actually wish me dead, and it's like, wow, you know, I don't know who you are. And it's just,
I think people are too much, the problem with obviously like cyberbullying is that people are too quick and easy to tap words that they would say in their mind but actually wouldn't say to your face, and it's, they bang it out on the keyboard, throw it away and think that that's thrown away. It's not a throwaway remark, it's there.
And
it hurts.
Sometimes what I figured out is a lot of people do it just to get a response, just to get your attention. And I used to do this sort of series called Reading Hate Comments. So over the month or 2 months, I'd sort of pick out my favorite ones and just read them out in a video. And it's funny because it sort of took away the bullying.
You got to flip it, haven't you? I think that's where you're going, isn't it?
I think, because a lot of people do, well, like I said, everyone sort of reacts to something in a different way compared to, you know, everyone else. And that seems to be a biggest fear for everyone. Just putting out something that you are happy with. And, you know, there might be, you know, a fair amount of people that are really saying, you know, this is a great video, well done. And then you get the odd person, this was a really bad video, get off YouTube. And that one comment seems to stand out and sort of, you know, just knock everyone else down with all the positive comments. Yeah. And I think the more you do it, the more you sort of, you know, learn to just accept it sort of thing.
Well, there's so much more we could talk about on this day. I wish we had more time, to be honest with you, because obviously we was talking a little bit off air about that, you know, not just the sort of the entertainment side, there's the fiscal side, because obviously people think that you're just bunging on a video, but there's a business there, and it's an entertainment business that you are containing on your own. But unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time now.
Yeah.
But before we do go, have you got any kind of tips for any would-be, you know, YouTubers? Because it isn't simple, as we said, just sitting there with a camera, plonking away and then banging it out there. It's a lot more to it. Is there anything you would sort of advise?
Yeah, a lot for different ages in general. If you're a young person and if you really have a passion for something, just go for it.
Yeah.
Don't be that person that looks back 5 years and said, I should have done that. Just go for it and literally just blank out everyone else's opinions. As for parents, a lot sort of just, because a lot of people see it as a, you know, a waste of time, or you should be doing this, doing that, doing that. I think you know, just sort of see that it's really a big thing and that it really can change one person's life.
Great.
Really, yeah.
Well, if you want people to find out about not just, you know, what we spoke about today, but obviously your channel and other things, how do they go about it? What are your socials?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, type in Super Rebel, it's a little cowboy guy. You'll be able to find out all my videos there. Social media, my Twitter's @SuperRebel123, and my Instagram, I think, is just _Asim.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for coming down. You've opened sort of my mind for this a little bit more. I don't think I'm even more confident to do it, but I'll think about it a little bit more if I decide to do a YouTube channel myself.
Yeah.
And I dare say everyone out there who has been listening today, can check out your stuff and maybe get some more advice.
Yeah.
You'll probably get a few more followers because you didn't really need them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Thanks once again, Asim.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All the very best for you.
Take care.
Cheers. Take care.
Phoenix FM.